to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is the show where we talk about nerd and geek stuff all the time. We were out last week, but you know what?
We were here this time.
I blame
time.
Matt.
It was my fault.
So it's all your fault.
You know what? The thing was, we had a really good show we were preparing for and everything.
It was so good they wouldn't let us air it.
And yeah, it'll be like the unknown show,
the lost episode.
It'll be the lost episode. It'll be on like an Adult Swim block someday or whatever.
Like Pokemon number 151.
That was the one where Ash gets
a
girlfriend.
I'm sorry. Actually, wait. Was 151, was that Mewtwo and 152 was Mew? Or was Mewtwo 150?
I'm not going to lie. I'm just making jokes because I've never watched Pokemon.
Wow. Bro, do you even geek?
I didn't catch them all.
Dude, you're such a disappointment.
Poke lame. Yeah. Anyway,
get out of my life.
We do this radio show every Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m., so thank you for listening live. If you aren't, you can check out all of the website online. You probably already know about it because you're either listening to iTunes or Stitcher or online, but Bear, just for the people that are listening live that want to listen to this stuff, you know, in a different location, where's the audio? What website do we have?
You can go to exppoints.com if you double tap the P.
You got to double tap that P. We have social media landing page as well at exppoints.com/social. Go there, check us out on Facebook, like and subscribe. We got a Twitter. You can go ahead and follow us or tweet to us. And we also have Google Plus, but not for much longer because Google hates social media or something.
Well, they can't do it.
Alphabet.
To be fair.
Alphabet hates social media.
Yeah. And also, Mew is designation 151.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Yes.
Dropping that nerd knowledge.
Thanks, Professor Oak.
Shut up, Gary.
We're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about what we did the last few weeks. This is Michael Jump In by No More Kings. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. You just heard Michael Jump In by No More Kings. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
Bear, what did you do last week?
Such an odd question.
I guess really the last 2 weeks. It's not scripted. It's all live here, guys. What did you do for the last 2 weeks?
Last 2 weeks.
Just pick the high points. Pick the important things that you did.
Played some more Munchkin.
Oh, yeah.
You ever played Munchkin?
Oh, yeah. I played Munchkin.
Got the Cthulhu edition.
Oh, okay.
So that was pretty fun.
Very cool.
Yeah, did that. Got a new set of headphones for my phone.
Are they Beats? Are they Souls? Are they what are you?
They're the Souls, actually.
Oh, okay.
I went with the Soul Republics. It's the headbands that like make the little neck thing around.
Yeah.
Because that's what I wanted, something I can just leave on all the time when I don't have my nice headphones with me.
Right.
There's not that many options. LG has a couple. I think Samsung has a few.
They have the ones where you like put the earbuds back in them.
Yeah,
so they
I was
don't
actually
just
I think
flail around.
I was looking at getting those, but I ended up going with these because these are water resistant and I can do this to them.
Oh, okay, yeah. So
I can flex
for those at home. He's like twisting it in a knot, sort of.
So they don't fall apart. Actually, I've really been enjoying them, and it actually makes Google Now a lot better because I just tap a button on it and
I
have Google in my head.
Very cool.
So it's cool. Voices in my head, and that's fun.
Very awesome.
Surprise. I've been playing Splatoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you did say that you got Splatoon in a week.
Yeah, I've been playing the crap
out
of Splatoon.
He's been a kid. He's been in a squid.
Yeah, I've been a kid in a squid.
Yeah.
I've been doing all that, and, you know, it's going pretty good.
You've just been playing a lot of Splatoon.
That's pretty much it, honestly.
The last 2 weeks, yeah, lots
of Splatoon. I couldn't come to work. I couldn't come to the show because I was just wrapped up in Splatoon.
Ton of Splatoon.
And, getting excited about the new Pokemon game, but you don't know nothing about Pokemon.
Pokemon Go.
Don't you even front like you know Pokemon. You don't even know the designations of the Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Dude, we're going to do the Pokemon rap.
Water Pokemon. You got the
you're thinking
Pokemon.
Of Mega Man again.
Leaf Pokemon.
You're thinking of Mega Man again.
You got the Fire Pokemons.
Oh, I hate you sometimes.
You got the White Airhead, which is a mystery.
Anyway, no, Pokemon Go coming out next year.
Yeah.
Made by the same people that made Ingress, which, coincidentally, I've gotten back into playing because I'm also trying to be healthy.
I saw you, I was driving yesterday, and I saw you walking around playing some Ingress.
Oh, yeah, I was taking out portals. Enlightened for the win, bro.
Yeah, not in Hammond.
We're working hard to enlighten people.
We're working hard to fight the
easy.
Government, to fight the blues.
Yeah, those dang blues.
Very cool.
So that's what I've been up to. What have you been up to?
So Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain came out.
Yeah, I remember. I played some of that.
A couple weeks ago. I've
not seen the good ending, though.
I have seen the best ending that you possibly can have. And, you know, I really like it because... it's one of the best games. It's one of the most full-featured games that I've ever played. I bought it, you know, a day or two or a week or two before it came out. I played Ground Zeroes and got all the extra stuff for Ground Zeroes. And I've beaten it, and I've sunk maybe 160-some-odd hours into the game. Maybe it's more like 140-some-odd hours into the game. And after beating the game and doing a ton of side quest missions, I only am like... 58% to 60% through with the game.
I think I'm like 30% through.
Right,
and you, you feel like I did the crappy ending.
You, you feel like you're almost done. But the so the problem with what I was doing is I was experiencing everything. I took a ton of screenshots. Steam Cloud filled up. I have a problem, I think, with my storage space partition on my drive. I have two terabyte drives that act as 1 2-terabyte drive, and I have some redundancy between them. But the problem, some problem occurred when it was saving the Steam file that after about 138 hours in, it decided to corrupt my save game. And it corrupted the Steam cloud save as well, so I couldn't undo it.
There is a glitch if you take...
They fixed that glitch.
They fixed that glitch.
There was a glitch on mission 49 or something where if you took quiet on the mission, it would glitch out and corrupt your save file. That isn't what happened.
That's not your problem.
I think what happened was even though my disk wasn't full, it looked like the disk was full. It couldn't save all of the save file, and it corrupted it as a result. And it didn't corrupt it while I was playing the game. While I was playing the game, everything was fine. It just wasn't saving it the right way. As soon as I exit, I tried to log in the next day. I realized that it didn't save it the right way. It corrupted it. It had already saved the corrupted save file to Steam Cloud. And now I have to start over.
You can't roll back on Steam Cloud.
No, I have to start over. There was a save file.
Just go find a hacked save file.
Well, so there was a hacked save file, but the problem that I have with that is the guy used some weird hacks to gain a bunch of items, like 200,000 trucks, 4-ton trucks, so you can sell them and you have infinite money. And that really messes with your sense of like what you can and can't do. And I don't want to cheat. And I feel like that is cheating.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, because there's a hack save file, it is cheating.
It's a hack save file. I did roll it back to like level 22 or mission 22 before the FOBs come into play.
Yeah.
And I would create my FOB, but then I noticed that I could just level up my FOB, and in like 18 hours after building it, it's not a resource drain. I have infinite resources practically.
That feeling that you're experiencing, I experienced that a lot with the creative mode on Minecraft, when you could just generate blocks.
Right, there's no...
It makes a lot better whenever you have to like work for that diamond block.
Right, yeah, it's like I dug down. You know, 18 layers, 20 layers, 30 layers. I got almost
creepers
to bedrock
and everything else.
Right now that I have the diamond, I have to like get it back up. And that's how I feel. That's how I feel about Metal Gear Solid. I am not upset that I get to play the game again at all.
I mean, it kind of stinks that your save file got all corrupted.
Yeah, the save file did get corrupted. And my thing is like, it's not on Konami's servers; it's on Steam's servers. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't Steam's fault; it was my fault. But there should be something to sort of protect users against that.
Well, or at least a rollback like Subversion does.
Right.
I wish you could just go through every save file that you've uploaded.
I plan on doing some. There is Game Saves Manager out there. There is some linking to the Dropbox you can do. There's Google Drive Sync where when things change, you know, it'll kind of version things for you. And there are things like, especially Game Save Manager, that takes snapshots of the game every 30 minutes or whatever. So I would do that. You know, the game saves are so infinitesimally small in comparison to the number of hours.
Remember whenever that mattered? Like back to the PlayStation 1, you had so many blocks?
It used to matter. So much. But it doesn't anymore.
Speaking of Konami, though, how many times did you see the Fox logo?
Dude, the Fox logo shows up before or after every mission.
Not on the box.
No, not on the box.
Everywhere else, though.
Everywhere, every mission, it shows up. In the game, it shows up. Kojima's name is everywhere. He's in the game twice. I actually had two of him, one from Mother Base and one from a side mission. So nice. I absolutely love the game. I understand what people's pet peeve about the ending of the game is, and I'll probably write a blog post or do a little video, a gameplay video of the ending and exactly what the problem is and how it fits into the Metal Gear Solid lore. While you were out 2 weeks ago, you were sick. You almost died.
That was terrible.
I did
drink a lot of NyQuil, play Splatoon.
I did after Metal Gear Solid 5, so Metal Gear 1, 2, way up to Metal Gear 4 really quickly. I didn't do it justice like I should have, so I'll probably do a blog post or whatever about that. In other news, I ended up buying a 240 gig SanDisk SSD for my main rig. I was still rocking a 64840 Evo from Samsung. And it's 64 gigs, so that's a problem. You know, I would put Metal Gear Solid on my SSD if I could, just so that I would get those really quick loads and everything. There are a few games, Elite Dangerous, for instance, or games that are not so big. I mean, 20 gigs for a game is huge. Or maybe even dedicate some parts of RAM to it and do some RAM linking. I would do that if I had more SSD space for big games like that. But I bought one.
SSDs are coming down now.
Prices are definitely coming down. This one was on Amazon for $70.
Dang.
And it was really, really nice. On top of that, went ahead, I played System Shock. The Good Old Games released the enhanced edition of System Shock, which is... It's effectively the game in 1040 by 768 resolution, max resolution, which is very good for System Shock, considering the game came out in like 1996 or 1998 or something. And if you haven't played System Shock 2 or System Shock at all, I would give it a try. System Shock
That's one of the best classic games that exists.
I agree. System Shock 1 is hard to play if you're not used to games like that, because it almost looks like a
point and youngins.
It almost looks like a point and click adventure that you can't turn in, and then all of a sudden you realize you can turn.
Day of the Tentacle, remember that game?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, absolutely.
Now I want to play that.
Other than that, I did pick up Destiny. The Taken King came out, and even though I didn't buy the Taken King, I did start Destiny again, pick it up, and looked at all of the great things that the Taken King and all the patches kind of did for the game, which is really, really great.
The Destiny edition of the PlayStation 4 looks really awesome.
It does. Sony, in other news, this isn't really what I did, but in Sony and I think a week ago or maybe this week, they released the 1 TB PlayStation 4. It looks terrible.
What does it look like?
It's like black and orange and weird Tron orange. It looks really, really dumb. We'll post a link in the show notes.
I'm going to look it up right now with my technology.
It is really, really dumb. Let's go ahead and cut to a song, come back, and talk about some things that we missed while we were out, and then talk about the main segment, which is some LAN games that are pretty cool to play. This is How to Fire a Gun by Shale Riley and the Double Eyes Backfire. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
I would like to learn how to fire a gun. In case it ever comes to that, I think it's something...
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard How to Fire a Gun by Shale Riley and the Double Ice Backfire. Bear, a lot of stuff happened while we were kind of out and doing our own thing. Let's just kind of gloss over some of the things that were happening.
The world kept turning?
The world did keep turning.
I thought they needed me to do that.
Despite what, you know, what we were doing.
Wow, weird.
So if you played the PlayStation...
Obviously my time machine failed.
I'm sorry. If you played Gravity Rush on the PlayStation Vita, you will be very happy to know... first of all, that was a great game.
It was.
Almost a launch title, if not a launch title. I can't remember. It is really, really, really one of the best games I think I've played on that platform. The great thing about that game is it made use of all of the little touch sensors and the way that the PS Vita, all the hardware things that the PS Vita had for it.
Yeah.
The cool thing is it was originally designed for PlayStation 3, and then it eventually became a game for PlayStation Vita. They were just fantastic. Gravity Rush Remastered is coming February 9th, 2016, to PlayStation 4.
Woo!
So that's something that's coming on. The sequel, Gravity Rush 2, is also being developed. So I don't know if they're going to be released at the same time or if they're going to be released, you know, sort of near the same whatever.
Man, I'll tell you what, though. Mobile gaming is dead now.
Mobile gaming is dead.
Nintendo's the only ones that have anything in the pot for that.
The crazy thing, and it's sort of a little annoying, is that the biggest problem that I think mobile gaming had was the lack of really quality titles.
I think a lot of developers just saw it as a way to make extra money and didn't focus enough on it.
Right. Well,
cell phone games are now killing them.
I think they focused on wrong attributes of mobile gaming, like crossplay or saving your game. First off, buying a game twice and being able to save your files across each platform in order to play it on the go and then come down, sit down, kind of like cloud save, more or less. Konami bought into this with Transfaring, MLB The League or whatever, 10 bought into this where you could play on the go and then jump into the season, you know, like career mode or whatever. And that was cool. It was a cool idea. We have that with cloud saves, you know? But the problem was whenever you, and Wipeout even did this, when you play the game on the Vita or on, you know, the PSP or whatever you were doing it on, you had to buy the requisite game on the console as well. You didn't get both for the price of one.
Yeah, that's a little...
And I don't want to spend to be completely honest, I don't spend $80+, $90 to buy a mobile game and the console game just so I can play them at the same time. I feel like if I'm buying one and that's a touted feature, you should give me that too.
But I agree.
So mobile gaming, and I think Sony hasn't officially, or maybe they have officially said that it is a legacy platform, the PSP.
Oh, yeah, no, I think they've officially stated that. But, like, remember when the PSP first came out? That was basically God's gift to man at the time.
Oh, yeah, it was really, really good because it was HD graphics. It was HD graphics on the go.
Everything. And web browsing.
The Vita is effectively a PlayStation 3 in your hand. You know, yeah. It's really, really good. The biggest thing that I'm going to do with it is play, you know, because I have one, I would play PlayStation 1 classic games on
That's
all
a good
day
use
long.
For it.
Speaking of which, one of my favorite games, Mega Man Legends 1, is coming next Tuesday, September 29th, to the PlayStation Store in North America. So if you've never played this game, I actually own this one and the second one. I don't have Misadventures of Tron Bond, and it's very expensive. But if you have a copy and you want to give it to me, look me up, mg at exppoints.com. But I just have to throw that out there. You know, I will love you forever.
Wow.
I own these games. These games are $70, $80, $90, $130 on eBay because they're that good of a game. They're one of Inafune's masterpiece games in the Mega Man series, and they're an adjacent alternate universe. It's effectively what Red Ash was going to be in their Kickstarter campaign.
Okay, yeah.
Red Ash failed, though apparently. It's still going to get built because they already had backers. But for a long time, Capcom said we're not going to do it. Well, I guess they saw that how awesome it was to see Red Ash, and they've been working on this. They had to be to make it work. There were some licensing issues with voice acting that I thought that they were getting under control. But apparently, it's done, and it's happening, and we'll see it next Tuesday, September 29th.
Nice.
However, it won't be playable on the PSP because of hardware limitations, but PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Vita will get it.
PSP is so old.
Yeah, but I mean, it still had those classic things.
Yeah.
Fun thing that we missed last show that we were in, PlayStation, we did it the year before, but PlayStation 1 turned 10 years old, or 20 years old, excuse me, on September 9th in North America. Now, we did it the year before. We did it last year, December 3rd.
That was a great episode.
That was a really good episode.
Check out the episode.
We'll link that episode. Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8.
Ooh, I have Nintendo now. I need to get Kingdom Hearts.
I don't think it's available on the Wii.
I thought it was.
No, I think it's only available on... now, there is a 3DS, Kingdom Hearts 3D Dream Drop Distance, I think. Kingdom Hearts 2.8. This is really hard because there's 2.5. There's 2.5. And there's 1.5. There's 2.5 Remix. And then there's Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8, which contains Dream Drop Distance HD, Kingdom Hearts X Back Cover, and Kingdom Hearts 0.2 Birth by Sleep, a fragmentary passage.
Oh, side note on that. I cannot make it through the second Zelda game.
Oh, I'm
sorry. Give up.
Zelda 2?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just quit.
I'm going to jump ahead to something better, like Wind Waker or something.
Anyway, Kingdom Hearts 2 has been announced, and it will be coming out soon. I can't remember what the date, but it's going to be coming out soon. And more recent news, Pebble Time, the watch that I got off of Kickstarter and now is available at Best Buy for everyone to see, they are releasing and going to be selling the Pebble Time Round, which is effectively a really nice. We're looking at images in the show in the studio right now. It's a very snazzy looking watch.
I do think it's nice that they're making digital watches round now, like a normal watch.
It looks round like a normal watch. The screen is very different, but there will be a way to convert your apps for developers to convert apps between one and the other.
I hope so.
Which would be great. But it looks very, very nice.
I'm going to say it does. It's very high quality. Red and black.
It looks super, super quality. A lot of people are going to kind of be a little annoyed at this, though, because the problem is that they just finished their second Kickstarter. Pebble Time Steel is coming. It isn't even out yet. The backers still haven't gotten Pebble Time Steel yet, and yet there's this super nice quality watch that backers didn't have the option to get. Now, Pebble did release something via their Kickstarter saying, listen, if you bought a Pebble Time Steel and you want a Pebble Time Round, there will be a changeover process, a trial process where you can test it out. I don't feel that's a problem.
No, I think that's actually the right way to do it.
Yeah, so.
Hey, develop things.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
We are going to cut to Power User by MC Frontalot. I felt like a Power User earlier today. So Power User by MC Frontalot, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the main segment. Oh, poor you. I'm MG.
I'm Red.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Power. got your whole UI memorized on the first interact. Wrote a script to keep the gift.
Of course, we don't need that much power.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
I'm still Red Bear.
That was Power User by MC Frontalot Bear. The main segment of this show tonight is going to be talking about some games that we love to play at LAN parties.
What's a LAN party?
A LAN party used to be this thing where you would all get together with friends in one, like, geolocation, one physical location, and you would play games all night long. They could be games that you play on computer, but the goal
wait,
of
wait, are
thing,
you telling me that people would carry their computers and their CRT monitors? Monitors to
yes,
play?
Yes, you would have straps what? Specifically for this, and it still happens every now and then, but not as
not
much as
nearly
it used
as much
to.
As I wanted to. And Friday Night Lands, man.
The problem is, and I say it's a problem, is we have an infrastructure now,
it's
a network infrastructure
it's
where
a problem it's too good.
I know the network is too good, so that's why a lot of games went sort of all online. But we're going to talk about some games that either are console based that lend themselves to sitting next to one another, or that
social
lend themselves
interaction.
To sort of like connecting the consoles together via local console play, or games that require or have at least a local LAN mode. So let's go ahead and get started.
Let's do it.
These are kind of broken up into categories, and we're not going to spend too much time on each of them, but we're gonna break into it now. So, of course, Counter-Strike. People talk about Counter-Strike all the time.
Counter-Strike's been the staple, I think, since it released.
I want to say, like,
LANs.
It was the first game that I've ever played on a LAN that was not, because I didn't have internet at the house for a long time growing
right,
up as a kid.
Lived in the middle of nowhere.
Right, and I played Warcraft 1, Warcraft 2, Starcraft 1, but I didn't play it with LAN capabilities because we didn't have the internet. I remember going to, in high school, we had this A-plus kind of trade program. I would go to another school, and we had built these, you know, it didn't take much to game back then, you know.
It really didn't.
Integrated graphics or whatever did the job fine, or whatever graphics card you had. But we built computers, and we had a cracked
Voodoo graphics.
We had a cracked Vertigo, yeah, Rage 128 All in Wonder Pros. taking you back.
Wow.
But no, we had a CS1 0.6 cracked copy or whatever, maybe even like before that, like 1.2 or 1.0. We had a cracked copy of Counter-Strike, which is actually an iteration of a Halo mod, or a Half-Life mod, rather.
It is,
we were playing Counter-Strike in class after class every time. We'd burn through class, we'd do all the materials, and then she would say, all right, do whatever you want. We'd play Counter-Strike. That was my first taste of LAN gaming. And it was a good taste. It was so good. And it hasn't gone away. Counter-Strike still
my
is big, especially
bird?
With Counter-Strike
oh,
Go.
Yeah. My first taste of LAN game, I'm gonna say, was Age of Empires.
Age of Empires is another big one. We're gonna get
and
to that in our RTS category.
Ooh, okay, jumping into here.
So we had Counter Strike, we had Halo 1. This is the PC version of Halo 1, but you could do the console
PC,
version.
I'd say honestly, I'd go more, only more towards the console.
Okay.
At least on PC, but yeah, whatever.
Halo CE, that was the big thing back in the day.
Oh yeah. Evolved,
you know,
by the way.
Combat Evolved, for those that didn't know. Unreal Tournament 2K4. This is the definitive Unreal experience. You love
it
this
really
game.
It really is.
You know?
Unreal 3 can go away.
The great thing
and
about
whatever
this,
I think there's one out now, but they did a weird release on it.
Oh, I don't know.
It's just part of the Unreal Engine now.
I don't know. Unreal 2K4 is still supported by Epic, which is fantastic.
That's
after
how
all
good
these
of a
years,
game it is.
After all these years,
the
1998, I think. After all these years, Epic still supports this classic game. It is still a staple in LAN party gaming, so definitely check that out if you haven't. A really awesome series of games. This is the first one. The second one is Left 4 Dead. Left 4 Dead 2.
Great LAN game.
They're amazing because it's even people online, you know, but if you're playing consoles, you know, split screen or whatever, or if you're playing on on like a LAN mode or whatever, you have deathmatch, you have campaigns, you have, you know, just in it to win it modes. It's really, really awesome, and it's done
really
very well.
And I will say, for people who have never been to a LAN party, perhaps, because I think we're in a generation where a lot of people don't.
I agree.
There's something nice about being able to see the person you just shot and yell at them.
You'll be able to
talk
smack.
Talk.
You can tell.
Yeah, it's great.
Trash
it's
talk.
Fun.
Some honorable mentions in this category: Urban Terror.
Urban Terror, that was a free one.
Yep. Team Arena, Quake Team Arena 3, or Quake Live, and then Call of Duty World at War. Call of Duty World at War is pretty good. They have Nazi zombies, and that's really fun to be around.
Actually, I want to throw one more into this as an honorable mention. It's called, I think, Screen Watcher. You have to see. It's a split screen. You have to sit at it. Character models don't screen shoot.
Screen
that's it. And your character models don't show up, and you have to try to shoot each other by watching each other's screens.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Okay,
screen shooting was a problem with LAN.
Let's move to RTS. This is StarCraft. Of course,
StarCraft.
If you don't know StarCraft 1, it's
South
sort
Korea
of
knows it.
Yes, that's what they do. It's an e-sport. You know, it's one of the
literally.
Best. It's one of the best games. Every unit in it is perfectly geared for what it's supposed to do. Also, along with this, like Warcraft 3. Warcraft 3.
Blizzard stuff.
And Blizzard really killed it. And Diablo 2. Those are sort of RTS and dungeon crawly type games.
Yes.
Age of Empires 2, as you previously mentioned. And one of my favorites, Supreme Commander and Forged Alliance. So
Supreme Commander 1.
One or Forged Alliance, not two. They really kind of killed it.
I don't know what they did with 2.
They made it Legos. Honorable mention for this, Command and Conquer Red Alert 2.
Yes.
An honorable mention also is Neverwinter Nights. It's another dungeon crawler, very similar to Diablo 2. Really, really fun game if it's like Baldur's Gate or Neverwinter Nights.
I'm realizing that we're mentioning a lot of old games.
Well, so that's the thing.
Wow.
A lot of games now don't come with an integrated LAN mode.
Right.
It's something that we've all but given up on. There are some, I think one was Wrecked or Strafe. I think Strafe was the game. It was a kickstarted game. It had a LAN mode because it was really all about like that Quake action, that you know, whatever action. Moving on to sort of party games, Mario Kart is a really cool racing game.
I will get upset at you with some Mario Kart. I will upset you.
Mario Kart. Double Dash is actually a really, really good newer version where you can do co-op and everything. I don't think they really integrated the Double Dash mechanics in the newer Mario Karts for the Wii and Wii U.
No. Mario Kart 8's amazing.
Mario Kart 8 does look really, really nice. Super Smash Brothers, of course, is...
If we don't mention Smash Brothers, I think we'll get murdered.
Yeah, people get really upset.
So
at
if
us
you
if
made
we
it,
don't.
If, well, I guess you haven't made it through college. But if you have made it through college without playing Smash Brothers,
yes.
I don't know how you college.
There's Super Smash Brothers. The original one was for N64. It started the whole thing. There's Brawl, which was for the Wii. There's actually Project M, which is a series of like nerfs and buffs that is very much like tournament play mode for Super Smash Brothers. And of course, Super Smash Brothers, whatever the new one is,
Melee was the one for the GameCube. Oh, yeah.
Project M was in between that and Brawl. Then there was Brawl. And then there's Wii U version of Super Smash Brothers. I can't remember what it's called.
Honestly, I don't know.
Another really,
I did not get into it.
Obviously, a party game is Mario Party.
That was always fun.
Series of mini games. Fusion Frenzy comes to mind, too, for the Xbox and the Xbox 360. Fusion Frenzy
Crash
1.
Crash Bash.
Crash Team Racing is also up there with Mario Kart if you had a PlayStation.
I want a new Crash Bandicoot game.
Kind of an exploratory game, you know, a band together and fight or install some mods and do it game is Minecraft. Minecraft is here to stay. You know, it's not just for little kids now.
It was just for little kids?
It wasn't.
I'm getting bad at this.
It wasn't. You know, Minecraft is the new age generation, open world, do whatever you want. Beat the game, don't beat the game. Beat your friends up, don't beat your friends up game. And it's very easy to run. It runs on almost anything. The cross-platform ability of it, the fact that it runs on both Xboxes
Thanks,
and
Java.
All stuff, it's really, really good.
Hey, y'all can hate Java all you want.
And to kind of end out this section, because we're going to run out of time, after we talk about this one, we still got a little
Let's
bit of time.
Let's talk about this one.
Rock Band is an awesome LAN party game. And I say
Rock Band is an amazing LAN
party
game.
It's not a game that you play against people in on the LAN. Every game that we mentioned before, there's always some competition.
Right.
This is just a good, feel-good game, and I felt that
you
it's fitting.
You can all have fun. You can even turn on no-fail mode.
You can drop in and drop out. Rock Band 1, it was pretty good in the early game, and then by the time it hit Rock Band 3, it had so much DLC. It had so much songs that you can take from each disc. It was really a fantastic view of what we could do with the plastic instrument generation.
It really was.
We thought it was dead.
Yeah,
turns out in less than 2 weeks.
It's happening.
We are about exactly 2 weeks.
You have everything backed up and ready?
I don't know how they're going to do the transition from Rock Band 3 to 1 to Rock Band 4, but October 6th, they are releasing Rock Band 4. And you know what? I think it's about time.
Yeah.
It's about time. If you've never played Rock Band, Guitar Hero is coming out too. Guitar Hero is coming
always
out as
in
well.
Rock Band shadow.
Well, my thing is Harmonix or Harmonix. They broke their cut their teeth with Amplitude, and they continue to do really cool things with Guitar Hero and Guitar Hero 2, which I feel is the best Guitar Hero ever out of all the entire Guitar Hero series. Guitar Hero 2 really did it, and then they kept it going with Rock Band. They sold off the rights to Activision or whoever's doing Rock Band now. And now, yeah, I think it, or EA. I can't remember. I think it's EA and Harmonix, and then it's Activision and then whatever team's doing Guitar Hero. They sold it off. They did Rock Band, and Rock Band's just been doing so much great stuff. And Guitar Hero's coming back, and they're innovating and everything. Rock Band's keeping it more or less what it was before, just increasing the graphics, doing some solo business.
Keeping what works.
I'm very, very interested in doing that, and I'm very interested in getting the apartment back together and doing some awesome Rock Band shenanigans, singing Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
I can't wait to see Red Baron
H-R-Deer. Get Foo Fighters Everlong and that intro with the hi hats just killing me. So it's definitely that's a game you bring and you play. And if you go to a LAN party and they don't have Rock Band,
you're not at a LAN party.
We're gonna cut to the Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles. Come back and end out the show. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to this exclusively on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone at 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points, but not for much longer. That was the Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles. Bear, we are out of time.
No!
We do it every week. We run out of time, and
How does this keep happening?
We wanted a 24-hour show. They gave us a one-hour show, and we're like, guys, that's 1/24th of what we asked for, and they're like, yeah, but radio reasons, and I'm like,
what?
Radio reasons.
But I have my time machine ready and everything.
Yeah, I know. We were prepared to record 24-hour-long episodes and just show Experience Points all day.
All Experience Points, all the time.
It was going to be like a marathon of that show, like Doug. Just watch Doug. All of Doug.
I'm just thinking of the Truman Show right now.
It's
now I want to watch all of Doug,
EXP
though.
All the time. Bear, as we do at the end of every show, we have to thank our audience. Audience, thank you so much.
Thank you, audience. Y'all are great.
You guys are,
stay geeky, my friends.
Hey, we wouldn't do it without you. And you're supposed to come up with a Morty impression. Oh, yeah.
Why am I Morty?
Yeah, I'm just...
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're getting into Rick and Morty.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? That was this thing that I'm watching Rick and Morty, and it's so good, and it's so vulgar, and it's so...
I love Rick and Morty.
It's really, really good.
Dude, it's so great. Rick and Morty.
Anyway,
yeah,
if you're of age, watch Rick and Morty.
Why, if you're of age?
If you're of age, because it's very much an adult show.
I'm assuming that if you're listening to this on a college station, you're probably of age.
I would hope so. I would also hope that if you're listening to this, you already know where our website is, but just in case you are new to the show, Bear, where is the website?
You go to exppoints.com and double tap the P.
We also have social media, so if you are also of age and you would like to go to social media and like, subscribe, tweet, and follow, and all that stuff.
Can we just assume people are of age?
Yeah, sure, why not? Well, it's at exppoints.com/social. Remember, also double tap that P. And please,
that's my line.
Check out iTunes, check out Stitcher, check out our Patreon and our PayPal. If you want to donate money, thank you. If you don't want to donate money, that's okay. We still love you. We've got things going on all the time on the website, games, giveaways, everything. So check all that stuff out. And we will catch you next week, next Wednesday, every Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m.
I swear.
Unless we're not. Unless we don't. We're going to end on two songs. This is The Ballad of Barry Allen by Jim's Big Ego, followed by Villain Song by Kirby Crackle. Two excellent songs. Thank you again for listening to the show, and we'll see you next week. This has been Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.